This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll chat with Robin Leach from the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and most recently on Celebrity Wife Swap. But first, we want to tell you about millennials living in poverty. 1 in 5 young adults aged 18 to 34 years old live in poverty, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. More millennials are living in poverty today, and they have lower rates of employment compared with their counterparts in 1980. 1 in 5 young adults lives in poverty. That's 13.5 million people, up from 1 in 7, 8.4 million people in 1980. The data comes from a new census release called Young Adults Then and Now, which illustrates characteristics of the young adult population, ages 18 to 34, across the decades, using data from the 1980, 1990, and 2000 censuses, and the 2009 to 2013 American Community Survey. Employment metrics, along with poverty metrics, have worsened for millennials. Today, 65% of young adults are employed, down from 69% in 1980. In 1980, 69.3% of the population aged 18 to 34 were employed. In 1990, the percentage jumped to 70.6%. In 2000, it dipped to 68.7%. And in 2009 to 2013, it dipped again to 65%, the lowest level recorded in the data set. And the Census Bureau reported, too, that 65% of American children lived in households taking aid from one or more federal programs as of the fall of 2011. Children living in households that have never taken federal assistance are now a minority in the United States. In the future, they will be among a minority of adults, too. Here's something about your tax dollars at work. Flat-screen TVs, playgrounds, and 24-hour snacks for illegals inside the nation's largest family detention center. It's about to open in Texas and will have flat-screen TVs, playgrounds, and 24-hour snacks available. The 50-acre compound featuring 80 two-bedroom, one-bathroom cottages will be the largest such facility in the United States. The facility will be able to hold over 2,400 illegal immigrants and the daily cost of detention, about $296 per person. By the way, if that gift you got looks a little familiar, it's because it was re-gifted. The annual regifting report says two-thirds of Americans admit to passing along their unwanted gifts. Two-thirds of Americans say they have regifted Christmas gifts in the past. The poll found that 78% said that Christmas was when they were most likely to regift. And 20% said they had received an inappropriate item in the past that someone regifted to them. Candles, books, and clothing were the most regifted items. We know that 62% of people want a gift card for the holidays. Plastic is likely to be a present of choice, especially for procrastinators at this time of year. With that in mind, the credit card and gift card marketplace CardHub today announced the biggest discounts remaining on some 2014's most popular gift cards. A table was released displaying how much you can save on popular gift cards through CardHub's gift card exchange, either in terms of buying from a respected company or from a fellow consumer. Here's some of the gift cards. Amazon gift card has a biggest user discount of 40%. Also 40% discount for an iTunes gift card, where the company's discount is only 8%. Walmart gift card, 38% off with the user discount on CardHub. Target, 43%. Google Play gift card, 30%. eBay gift card, 30% as well. 50% off on your Starbucks gift card. Macy's gift card has 35% off. And a Best Buy gift card, 38% off. Oh, a Disney gift card? That's on the list, too. That's 20% off. You say the name Robin Leach and you think luxury and expensive taste. But when he appeared on ABC's Celebrity Wife Swap recently, it was a different story.
Good morning. It's Robin Leach in Las Vegas.
Hello, Robin Leach in Las Vegas, the unmistakable voice. You don't even have to say who you are.
Well, if I didn't say who I was, nobody would know who I was.
No, I think they would from the voice. Come on.
Okay.
Are we going to be surprised at what transpires when you swap wives with the other celebrity?
This is a fun-filled hour of fish out of water. You know, my glamorous life, which really is perceived as tuxedo-clad, living in a jacuzzi filled with beautiful blondes and buckets of bubbly, I have to swap my life with a lady who comes from such a hippie background that she hasn't been out for dinner in 21 years. She's only worn flip-flops, never high heels, and this is the first time she has her hair done and puts lipstick and eyeliner on.
Holy mackerel. That's hard, almost hard to believe.
Introduced to the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas after living a, what you might call a 1970s Woodstock hippies life in the backwoods of California.
So how do you show off Vegas to somebody who's never been?
I just live the way I normally do. I mean, you know, we roll out the Bentley and we hit the best night spots, the best restaurants. And I think she was Eliza Roberts, who's married to actor Eric Roberts from the Pope of Greenwich Village and other movies, is completely overwhelmed and thunderstruck by it.
And how does your wife make out when she switches over to Eric Roberts?
Well, it's a lifelong partner rather than a wife, which gives you a certain amount of independence and freedom in a relationship. She has to deal, and she is an actress called Joan Severance, who you might remember from Wise Guy and many other
series. Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, she's a fashion doyen and a game designer, so she's all business. Very smart, and she has to go live with the cats and squirrels that romp through the Roberts' home. And the Roberts are really an adorable couple, but they're stuck in a time warp because they don't have a dining room, nor do they have a dining room table, which makes life quite interesting when you have to make dinner. And it turns out that the only dinner that Eric ever eats is frozen pizza and frozen broccoli, seven days a week.
Wow,
seven days a week.
Yeah.
The diet never changes. And Eliza doesn't cook, and Joni does cook. So Eliza has to cook for me, which turns out to be a disaster because they don't really have a kitchen in their house. They have a microwave oven.
This show is somewhat surprising in that it's not just this salacious wife swap by the name. When you get to the end of the show, it's really kind of revealing, and both couples, I think, gain something from it, right?
Yeah, the bedroom, of course, is completely off limits for anything in this. And rightfully so. So it is a celebrity wife swap in the fact that you're swapping your partner to go live the life of the other person. And then, of course, if you know the show, the first 3 days, the new wife in Eliza's case, she ran her life in my house under Joan's rules, and then she wrote her own rules for me to live my life under her rules for the last 3 days. Which was really fascinating. And then all four of us meet up to sit around a round table and discuss what changes we're going to make to our life, what things have been revealed about the way that we lead our lives, and what needs to be changed. And in my case, I didn't change a thing. In Eric's case, they're now going out and they are eating other foods.
Good, so you changed them for the better.
I think we changed them for the better. So there's a little bit of confrontation in it, but it's all done in good humor and with love and affection. But it really is total fish out of water. I mean, I could no longer lead their lifestyle than perhaps they said they could live mine. But they agreed to make some changes to theirs. The one thing they wouldn't change, though, were the fact that the cats and the squirrels were allowed to romp through the house at all hours of the day and night.
Joan Severance, your partner, must have loved that.
Well, it's a little disconcerting when you're trying to set a dinner table to have the animals running across it.
Probably not too sanitary either.
I didn't even go there.
So now everybody's wondering, what are you doing these days? We loved the lifestyle of the rich and famous TV show, but it's been a while since we've seen much of Robin Leach.
Well, I'm very, very much alive and well, thank you, in Las Vegas, loving Las Vegas. And we do tremendous amounts of television production here in Vegas. You know, there does come a point after you've seen me romping around the world for 14 years in Speedos that you say, get that man a suit. And so, you know, when we ended Lifestyles, we started the Food Network, and we had a great run with that, and it's still going strong. And it was time to, you know, sort of shift directions as you get a little older, a little wiser. And Las Vegas came calling. And we have our hands in most of the television shows that you see that come from this city.
Terrific. So you've gone legit on us, huh?
I don't like to think that I was ever illegit of you. but it's okay if you want to think that. But okay. I'm having a grand time in the entertainment capital of the world. And my mission is to get the news of the big new hotels, the big new stars, the big new events out to the rest of the world. So it's a little bit the opposite of the city's slogan, what stays in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, because I say what happens in Vegas has to be known by the rest of the world.
Yeah, my brother lives out there with his family, so I'm sure you'll bump into him at some point on the strip.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Robin Leach with those champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
With Robin Leach in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Bennett. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Please send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike AW, like America Weekend, Mike Bennett AW at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The weekend's coming and you plan to dive into a great book.
Want to get through it faster? Then break your habit of sounding out the words in your head.
This action is called subvocalization. It holds you back because you can't read faster than you can talk.
Spreeder teaches speed reading, and they suggest that you should keep your mouth occupied by chewing gum or humming to disengage the speech mechanism in your brain.
Then what you read will go straight to your conscious awareness.
They say that changing this one habit can double or even triple the number of words you read per minute.
Quiet your mind to take in even more reading material. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.